As the U.S. Congress grapples with how to best deal with the fallout from the Gulf of Mexico BP oil blowout, they're calling upon the lessons learned in Alaska after the Exxon Valdez spill. The Senate Judiciary Committee took testimony today from a former Prince William Sound fisherman. Joseph Banta grew up in Cordova in a fishing family, but as he prepared for the spring herring fishery in 1989, the Exxon Valdez ran aground and dumped 11 million gallons of oil in the Sound. He says his family no longer fishes, and he's now a senior project manager with the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council, which was set up in the wake of the spill. Banta told the Judiciary Committee that the 2 decades it took to work through the lawsuits surrounding the spill took a heavy toll on the victims.
Sociologists actually came up with a term he called litigation stress to define what goes on and the stresses that were added just by the litigation itself, and not to mention the other stresses on up to suicide that we've dealt with.
One-third of the original 32,000 plaintiffs died before final settlement and payment. Banta warned the senators that as damages are assessed, it can take years to discover the full extent of an oil spill's impacts. He says the class action lawsuit ended in Alaska before the fallout was fully known.
You see acute things when a creature like a sea lion or something floats to the surface, but when the herring come back year after year and spawn at these beaches where oil still continues to leach out of sediments or substrates and things like that, then it really is a multi-year process, and the consideration of that, I think, is critical to actually determining what truly is biologically damaged.
Alongside Banta, Brian O'Neill testified about the legal end of the case. He was a lead attorney for the fishermen, Alaska Natives, and cities. Democratic Senator Al Franken from Minnesota asked O'Neill if the Supreme Court made an activist decision when they dropped the payment from $5 billion to $500 million. O'Neill said it did seem like an arbitrary decision.
If you read the case, Exxon versus Baker, you come to the conclusion that they pulled it out of their bottoms.
Pulled it out. Okay, I got you. Well, you know, I guess they said that it would help it be predictive. It would help be predictive or something like that, right?
That's correct.
But don't you want punitive damages to prevent things like this from happening again? Isn't that the whole point?
The point is for punishment and to deter other people from doing bad things.
Only a handful of senators and only one Republican attended the hearing. Democrats, Republicans, and different committees in Congress are hammering out bills to deal with the BP blowout, including one introduced by Democratic leaders today. That's tied to an energy bill.